Potteries Demolition is one of two Stoke-on-Trent companies that have been fined for their part in a major scaffold collapse. 70 metres of sheeted scaffold peeled away from a row of houses in Wellington Road, Hanley, on the 30th of April last year. Fortunately, workers were on a break, so no one was on or near the scaffolding at the time of the collapse, although a row of parked cars received minor damage and a street lamp was destroyed. Potteries Demolition was the principal contractor on the Stoke City Council scheme to demolish 15 terraced houses and the former Highland Laddie pub on one side of Wellington Road. The company had appointed Jacko Scaffolding Limited to provide the scaffolding. A health and safety executive investigation found the scaffold had not been built to an appropriate design and was not sufficiently secured to the houses. In addition, it was a particularly windy day, with the Met Office recording gusts of up to 46 miles per hour in the area. After the hearing, HSE Inspector Andrew Bowker said it was sheer good luck that no one was hurt when the scaffold collapsed. If anyone had been on it or nearby, it would have been a very different story. The incident was caused by a catalogue of serious failings by both companies. Potteries Demolition, the principal contractor, failed to effectively coordinate, plan and manage the demolition sequence to ensure that the scaffold safety was not compromised. They failed to ensure that the sheeted scaffold was constructed to a suitable bespoke design, despite knowing that this was necessary. And they failed to inspect the scaffold and removed anchor ties during the demolition sequence, ignoring written instructions on the scaffold handover certificate not to do so. Further information on this story and many others can be found on demolitionnews.com.